Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. We're talking about all the things we've been adding on and
gadgets,
gadgets and stuff we've been buying. So this is our buy-in one. This is where I need to save this for Black Friday.
Exactly.
Like the week before Black Friday. Right. Oh, you know what? I could. I'll run that on that one. So you'll be able to spew all the good new stuff you got, and I'll spew all the new stuff I got. Yeah. And I should run out and get... He was just talking about my boots. I got me a pair of Irish Setter boots. They're super nice. And I got brand new Valtrek, I think, is the model that I just got. And they're waterproof.
It's called
and
what?
Valtrek.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they are sweet, like extra wide. And that's my foot's big and wide. So I like a boot like that. And that's what this one is, too.
They are
too,
a good boot. I like them.
So they're waterproof, and they're going to be good all the way through the season. But we'll just start with you and what you got brand new, and that's those power brakes.
There you go.
Bite the bullet and go with the most expensive thing you bought.
did that. They are a little bit more pricier, but I got the ones that attaches to the my power poles.
Right.
So I took the paddles off.
Right.
And attached them to my power poles.
Oh.
And they have a really nice bracket system for them. They're very doable. But if you did hit something like a stump or a tree limb or whatever, and you're in cover, the bolt will break away, and it'll just kick it back. And all you gotta do is just go back there and bring her back,
lift it up,
put a bolt, put a bolt and a nut back on it, a little wing nut, and you're going again.
I guess you don't have to lift yours up because you got yours on power pole.
Right. Well, that's what you got to lift poles. It up to be able to get to the deal.
But I mean, you're doing it electronically.
Yes, sir.
Or through power.
Push button.
Yeah, push button. So I looked at the ones that they have that are just standalone.
And also on my power brakes, I went with the 40s.
Right.
Instead of the 30s.
He's talking about the amount of thrust on the power for each one. Explain
each
to him how
is,
it's set, how they're
get,
set up.
You can get a 30-pound thrust tow motor on the pole on your brakes, or you can get a 40. The 40s are a little bit more expensive.
Right.
But, I mean, I have a 24-foot boat, so.
You have a vessel.
There you go.
You don't have a boat. You have a vessel. Yeah.
It's
now
not
it's
the wrap. Battleship no more because I got a wrap on it. So
yes,
but anyways, I went with those, and I've had it out a couple times using them, and of course they attach them to your cranking battery.
Uh huh.
And I was just thinking, well, how much is this really gonna pull?
Right.
They pull very little. I mean, between running your motor and I mean, I'm running four graphs.
Right.
Life scope, belt pumps, aerators, and power poles now, copy poles, I mean.
Uh-huh.
And not an issue. I got home and looked at the Bluetooth, and I was at 87%.
You still have that Miller 50. Tech? You still got that 135?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 12 volt?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And but it's I've got that, but I've also went with so I got two pedals,
right,
for the crappie brakes.
Uh-huh. Power brakes.
One will stop me.
Uh-huh.
And of course pull me back.
Right.
And I can hit the other one, and I can bump the other one, and it'll push me forward.
Right.
So I can actually. Once I target a crappie or whatever on live scope, once I get it targeted and get it in there, I can leave my foot control on my tow motor alone, and I can totally control the boat with the front and the back.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty sweet. They are the more expensive in line of versus some of the other companies. But so far, I'm very happy with what I did and what I spent on them.
Yeah. You did the install yourself?
No, actually,
I thought you were going to throw a plug in for yourself.
Well, I did part of it, I guess. Okay. I helped. Okay. I took and went over Joey Cook, the transducer doctor. Yep.
Shout out to Joey Cook.
Joey? Great guy. He's an awesome guy. Of course, I've been dealing with him on transducers for a long time. And
right.
I contacted him, and he just said, well, when you're ready, just let me know. He's also a distributor for them, Copy Breaks. Uh-huh. And so rather than me ordering them and getting them in and everything, I just got everything through him. And I said, well, if we're going to do that, I'll just come over there and I'll help you and we'll just put these on ourselves.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do that too, so as I knew how the switches install all work.
Right. Way,
if somebody that I know does get one, I can install them. They're pretty simple, really, for most part. Now, his has got the relay.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people aren't putting the relay switches on them, but they're also burning up Bigfoots too.
Right.
So
you always hear at some of the tournaments, people are asking for, one of those hot foots?
Is everybody wanting a Bigfoot, hot foot or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, it's, so far I've been very impressed with them, and they're very quality made, and that's Crappy Breaks over in Oklahoma.
Yep.
So,
and then you went, and beyond that, you also wrapped your boat. Who wrapped your boat?
Bobby Garland. Bobby Garland fully did that, and very thankful to that. So it's got the original baby shad on the back part of it,
right?
And then the Bobby Garland logo in the middle, and then Bandit up toward the front.
Oh, so, all right.
Bandit came back.
What company did the wrap on that? Was it a local one?
Yes, NGL, which is the Archie Appeal Company in Rogers.
Yeah.
And they did an awesome job on it. They really, really did.
Yeah.
And they done it. I mean, they did it in one day. I mean,
really?
It was, they got all the graphics for me, and it, they did a great job. Mm. So.
And then you also got one of those brand new B&M
ambush
rods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had much chance to put use to it yet, but I'm.
Tell us about that rod.
Well, it extends out to it's a modern day cane pole,
right?
Basically, it extends out to 24 feet, I believe it is, but it's a carbon light rod now.
Uh-huh.
And it's, they does it stick. So if you have it extended out all the way, for an example, and you stick a fish, you don't reel in. You just push in a section and push in a section, choke up on it and lift your fish in. So
right.
It's kind of interesting. So I'm anxious to get out and try it.
And it's a new one because I have one of the old
Mighty Sticks is the old one. And this one is
This is the new.
They retail at right around $150, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, they're super light and they don't stick.
Right.
The Mighty kind of sticks. You can't push it in as easy. So
they changed the design on it, made it better and what it was. And so that's always good. What else are you hiding in your boat that people might want to go and buy on this before the holidays?
I do keep this on board all the time.
Yeah.
Which is made, I get it through Mad Fishing.
It's right.
A graph cleaner. They're in Foreman, Arkansas, which is down by Texarkana.
And, good little stocking stuffer.
Yeah, that'd be great for that. Something. It comes with the fiber towel, and the cleaner. It doesn't have any ammonia in it or anything. It doesn't streak. It cleans really well. Actually, I use it for more than just my graphs.
Right.
I clean my mirrors on my truck with it and sunglasses to whatever I need.
And actually, Mad Fishing has a bunch of other products, everything from braided fishing line braided to the
and button. They have a really nice reel designed for braid. Uh-huh. I mean, you can use the other lines on it as well, right. But it's not super expensive. It's a really nice reel, but in the center of the spool, there's a little groove like deal where it kind of takes hold of your braid, keeps it from spinning. Right. A lot of times when you tie the spool up braid, it'll spin on you. So you do that, and it does that.
I forgot.
They got the scissors.
Right.
They got
kind
this.
Of good little stocking stuffers. It's probably all under $15.
Yeah,
the exactly. small stuff that they have.
Exactly. They have the button. It's up 25 or so, something like that.
Is that what that is?
I think so on the button. But, you know, the button is amazing. On the button is a lot of people are even getting those not just for fishing purposes. They're getting them and they'll have like two kids playing sports because you can do two or three things with it. You can count as a counter and you can count somebody else's fish or you can count all the fish and the total limit and whatever. So they keep up with hits and runs and
I'm not that like smart that. With that.
Yeah,
so
I'm not
I just count
that.
My fish, count to 15. But that's all I need to do.
I was at some friend of mine, their son was playing ball and they're here about a month or so ago, and I went with them to watch the ball game. And I'm looking over there at that lady, and she's a hit.
Clicking.
I thought, man, that looks like a button. I walked over there, and I said, are you using the button? And she's like, huh? I said, the button. And she's like, oh, my orange counter? I said, yeah, it's called the button. So anyway, that's what she was using.
And we talked about rods, and we completely overlooked the new John Godwin rod that's coming out, his casting rod.
Yeah.
He's got that new rod coming out, and
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw it at ICAST.
Okay.
And I think that they actually started shipping those at the end of October.
What's the length on it?
I think it's 7 foot or 7'2", somewhere around in there. So, but it's got what like you're kind of looking for is that soft, a little softer tip.
So it's a little softer than the anniversary. Yeah,
the white 75th anniversary rod. So you'll be able to cast those lighter jigs.
Okay.
You get those 1/32 ounce, 1/16 ounce. That rod's going to flat out cast it. So I know I've done a couple articles with John and interviewed him and talked with him. And then we did a video at ICAST with him talking about the rod. And so I assume it's in that same price area.
I've seen a little bit on it the other day, but I did not pay that close attention to the price range.
But the price is right in line with the anniversary. So don't forget that part.
And if you're going to the Grizzly Jig Show, it'll be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, there'll be a semi truck full of them probably.
I'm sure.
At least they better have because
I know when we were there, I was there the first time last year, and it's quite amazing how many people come through there.
So how about if they wanted to buy some lithium batteries, we could talk about those a little bit too because I use
Militech, MTech,
and they can go through you and
yes,
if you
I
have
got
questions,
a, I got
you
a,
can answer.
I've
them.
Got a code. Discount code 15%.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get 15% and using the code, and it's free shipping and no tax.
Wow.
So if you got a $900, $1,100 battery, that's how much it is, and less the discount, and then free shipping and free tax. It takes about 4 days for them to get them to you from Ohio.
How about, you got something else? Don't you have some jig heads or something from Bobby Garland?
Bobby Garland does have some new turn R's and brush
R's too, isn't it? They just put an R on the other thing. Yeah. You're probably lucky they don't put your name in there, Greg Robinson R. Put an R on the end of Robinson.
Yeah, one of them is the, I think it's the brushy one. It's got a little thin weed guard, and they've changed the barb on it a little bit. It's more the ribbed type when you go on them. And then they have the other one, the Turn R. It's at the eye, where the eyes are on the jig head. It's like the old Moglo jig head.
Right.
But it's got a little wire going all the way through with a spinner, with a leaf spinner.
On both sides
of the jig head.
Seen that.
And that is just hitting the market. We got texts just this week.
Yeah.
About it. It's coming out on the LureNet web page and stuff, and it's starting to be available.
Yeah, we're in the first week of November, which a lot of people be buying some stuff.
Yeah, we've got Christmas coming.
How about if someone was interested in some hair jigs? Because it's hard to find people that have hair jigs unless you're on their Facebook page.
Exactly. Ruben Flores is who I use, does a great job. They're all hand-tied, and he is going back to – he quit doing custom orders there for a while.
Yeah.
But he is starting to do some more custom orders again, you know, beyond his normal stock.
Right.
And does a great job, hand-tied, and you can use Greg 10. And get a 10% discount.
Look at you. You're just throwing out those discount codes and left. Yeah.
Greg 10 should get you
a
10% discount.
If hair jigs are your deal and you want them, you can also get Hoagie Bates got some hair jigs. We ran into them at the hashtag 2024 LOZ Fish Camp that we just did.
Yeah.
And he was there. They had a fly tying competition. So Mark was there, and then also Val with Thumper Jigs. Mm-hmm. And so that also rolls us right into Pico Lures. And of course, Pico Lures has some hair jigs. Yep. Bunny Butts. So you can find them online at picolures.com. And We'll just run with Tackle Time being
and
the fact.
Also Bobby Garland has added some new colors to the Itty Bit. Itty Bit, yeah,
just
500 and something else. Oh, the Romar. The Romar minnow looking baits.
Look at that. We got all kinds of baits. That's good. They make good stocking stuffers anyway. Yeah. So buy them while you can before they run out of the good colors. Hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. They got crankbaits. They got everything that you need for whether you're crappie fishing or bass fishing or walleye fishing, you name it. Whatever game fish you're out there, they got one that's you can do. Find them online at www.picolures.com. If they want to find out, Greg, some more, or if they got questions about some of the products that you talked about and they wanted to get in contact with you, where do they go?
Facebook, Greg's Guide Service, or just Greg Robinson, or you can call me at 479-601-1683.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water. Yeah.